Warning, this podcast is uncensored and contains profane adult language.
The Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
That's the spirit. You'll be celebrating Life Day before you know it.
Yes.
Okay, we're recording this on Christmas Eve, 2017.
Yes. We were talking about Star Wars. We got to strike while the iron's hot.
All right. So, what's the future of Star Wars after 8?
Okay. Well, what we were just talking about, right now. We were like, we got to record this because this is good recording material. This is good content.
All right, so James, what's the future of Star Wars?
Well, we decided we got to start talking about Star Wars. We got to continue the conversation. Strike while the iron's hot, because it's going to be some good material to use. So, okay, this is the future of Star Wars. We got Han Solo coming out in May. Wait, not May. Don't believe them. Don't believe Disney. Don't believe that this movie's going to come out in May. It's not. Every time they pull this shit. Every single time. Disney says that Episode 7 is going to be May. It comes out in December. Rogue One, say that it's going to come out in like June. Comes out in December. The same thing for Episode 8, right?
Bullshit.
Yeah. It's not going to come out in May. Don't believe them.
We've seen nothing of Han Solo movie. Nothing.
No, okay. Okay. But if you didn't think that Rogue One was a disaster, just wait for this. So not only do we have like 3 fired directors already, but we got like 2 fired actors, and we don't even have a name for this film yet. Like,
oh,
what
we do.
The hell
we
is
do, James.
Happening?
The
it's
name
called...
is Solo, a Star Wars Story, which is awful.
Why don't they just call this the Solo Star Wars movie, or the Solo film, or something stupid like that? But yeah, the Solo a Star Wars special is dumb. They might as well call this the Christmas special. So
yeah, there's reshoots. Ron Howard's directing it now, and more reshoots are on the way. They're changing things up. They do have a shot of the cast that came out from Disney, but it doesn't really tell you anything in there because they're just like the actors. There's no actual Chewbacca's in the background, but the rest of the people aren't there, so we really don't know much of anything, but we don't have a official poster yet. This would have been a good time to have a teaser in front of Episode 8, but nope. We don't have any real plot for this movie either.
Yeah, we don't.
And after this Han Solo movie that is a ghost right now, we get Episode 9, which we have no idea how they're going to do this since Leia died or Carrie Fisher died, And we have no – okay, then they said the director that did this one is now doing a trilogy of his own,
Will not be Old Republic. It will not be the things that fans want.
It won't be a Skywalker-connected story at all, they said.
No. They will focus on entirely blacks. Blacks only. The Star Wars movie.
Blacks? Really, James? Really? Okay.
Someone who is not a Skywalker and someone who is not white. Okay, there you go.
It will be the galaxy is a huge galaxy, James. There's other things going on in the Skywalker.
I know, I know, but it's just like they don't want to focus on aliens. Like there's no aliens in the new films. Like there's one or two, but like have you ever noticed that there's like no alien main characters? Besides, like,
Chewie.
Chewbacca. Yeah. No, but, like, you talk about diversity. You think that there would be, like, intergalactic diversity with, like, all these Admiral Akbars, the Mon Calamari, and, all these people. But none of these people get speaking roles. Like, Admiral Akbar just gets shoot off an airlock. They don't even care about him.
Yeah,
what
I mean.
What the heck?
I guess you could say that there is a primate. Race
yeah.
that
yeah.
is the superior race, and everyone else is giving smaller roles and that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like what the heck? Why do we keep seeing these black and Asian, you know, these black and Asian humans instead of the reptilian species? You know, that's true diversity.
Cockroaches, man.
The bugs.
Giant cockroaches. And okay.
Yes.
You know, James, we go further on here. Why don't they have any kind of non-bipedal creatures here?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, why does everyone have two limbs? What was it? Two legs
arms,
and two arms.
Legs.
Yeah. What the heck?
Let's have some crystal
fair.
Monsters, man. Crystal creatures.
Yeah.
Just like Star
yes.
Trek. Just like...
Let's have the floating crystals.
Yeah, let's have some of that diversity there and have some gas form, you know.
Yes.
Why does it be a solid? Why can't it just be a liquid?
Yeah, yeah. I've also like there's
plasma.
There's this droid racism that's going on in these films where it's like there's basically no droids besides BB-8 and like R2-D2 and maybe C-3PO gets the line or two. Like, what the heck? Why aren't they paying the droids respect? I mean, they're people too.
The droids are on every movie. C-3PO is in every damn movie. Not fair. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I mean, the actor is cool. Cool that the actor gets the job. I'm in every single Star Wars movie. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. Okay, for this trilogy of future trilogy or whatever... if they're not going to have Skywalker stuff, they're not going to have less, you know, Jedi stuff, or like not less Jedi, but they're not going to have New Order or any Rebellion stuff. It's going to be a whole independent new trilogy. What do you want to see? What ideas would you want them to take from, you know, because you say that they said that the expanded universe is gone. So if they're going to steal stuff from the expanded universe, what do you want them to steal? What
yeah.
do you want them to steal from the games? If they're listening to this podcast right now, James,
yes.
What do you want them to take and make into a movie trilogy?
A movie trilogy? Old Republic. Do it. You said you wouldn't, but do it anyway. It has so much potential for just a great series of films that, you know, aren't connected to the Skywalkers at all. You know, they're thousands of years in the past. But, you know, can tell great stories. You know, those games are great. You can make films out of them easily.
I'm going to go with Shadows of the Empire.
You'd have to recast people, but you could do that. You could.
I mean,
That's a great idea, too.
You know, you could, you don't have to go exactly like the Nintendo 64 game, but you could, you know, have that be an inspiration, you know? Just take the ball and run with it. And that way you have, basically most of the new characters and, similar things, but it's different. And, you know, I think that would be pretty cool. I think that would be a pretty interesting way of doing things. What do you know about Shadow's Empire? The only thing I know about that is from the game, which the game is kind of okay. It's not great. It's not terrible, but yeah.
Okay, so Shadows of the Empire is in the same way that Rogue One takes place right before the events of Episode 4, Shadows of the Empire takes place immediately after Episode 5 and leads into Episode 6. It was basically the story involves an extremely powerful crime lord by the name of Zizor. And Zizor is this green guy who's... He's a green alien who's a criminal overlord, and he's so powerful and influential that he is basically the number three person in the galaxy. Like, you got the Emperor at top, then Darth Vader, and then you got Zizor. And Zizor has his and it's sort of tied into the fact that the rebels, you know, Luke Skywalker, and it includes the how they get the second Death Star plan. That is included in Shadows of the Empire. So, you know, you got the second Death Star plans that are retrieved. You know, you got the whole many Bothans died. That's what they're referring to. Shadows of the Empire. When they say that, the whole many Bothans died.
Mm-hmm.
They're referring to Shadows of the events in Shadows of the Empire. You also got how Leia got the bounty hunter suit.
Mm-hmm.
She got this. in Shadows of the Empire. Like, she first put on that suit when she went to Zizor. So the thing is like, this is a really good film for leading directly into Episode 6. Now, George Lucas loved this story so much. He loved the games. He loved the novel. He loved the comic about it so much that he said that if he was, he would have made this a film if he, it was back in the day. That's how much he loved this story.
Now, okay, we have another Star Wars movie that we haven't talked about. I talked about this with Kristen, which is a standalone Obi-Wan movie.
Yes. I've heard that there. Yeah.
I'm 100% in favor of this. I actually like this a lot. Obi-Wan's one of my favorite characters. And in that, basically recapping that episode for you, just in case anyone didn't listen as well, we both 100% agree that Mr. McGregor should reprise his role as Obi-Wan and have a story be that way, where he could have an adventure at, you know, at his current age right now, because right now his age is not as old as he should be in Episode 4, New Hope, but it's, you know, definitely older, and I think he could be, he was probably the best actor in the prequel trilogy. Do you agree, or duh?
Yeah, I felt he was a great actor for the original trilogy.
How would you feel about Ewan McGregor reprising his role as Obi-Wan?
That sounds great. I mean, he'd have to be older, but yeah.
Because right now he's like 40, so he should be pretty good. What story does Obi-Wan need to do?
Okay, well, if you ask me, a film just about, and I mean, I don't know what they could do, but maybe like an old man Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, like showing his transition from, you know, prequels to original trilogy, you know, do something with that. I mean, he was on that planet for years. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see, like, it might not be a huge, like, epic tale, because it would be a standalone movie just about him. I felt that it could be extremely emotional, though. Like, an extremely, like, really, like, you know, because he would be all alone. He lost everyone. He lost all his friends. He lost his apprentice. You know? It could have a young Luke Skywalker in it, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I would do.
Okay. Here's a crazy idea, James. What about a Star Wars in the future?
Yes. I would love to see that.
It's a galaxy far, far away in galaxy far, far away in the past, right? And what's the opening scroll? Yeah. My brain's hurting.
Yeah.
But, do it in the future. It's in the future now. It isn't. Because this is supposed to be eons before we even exist. You know, Star Wars has always been in the past, where Star Trek has always been in the future. So put Star Wars in the future like it is now and see how things had advanced. You know, put it 5,000 years after Episode 9, you know. Go far into the future, you know. Make this technology seem out of date. You know, I don't know. Maybe have a time travel episode or something, where they're like reckoning Jedi or something. I don't know. Maybe you can have a formation of the Jedi, a movie where you get to know about the books, the Jedi books, and how the Jedi were formed, and you know, that might be cool.
Yeah.
What other ideas you got? What, you know? Let's keep pitching.
Okay. Well. Expanding that, how about you have expand upon the Dawn of the Jedi era? That would be really interesting. Dawn of the Jedi takes place 25,000 years before Episode 4.
Okay.
Because remember, Obi-Wan said that the Jedi have served the Republic for 1,000 generations. That's roughly 25,000 years. Roughly.
Okay. What about a Boba Fett and a Yoda movie, James?
A Yoda movie? How about a Boba Fett movie? You know, if they do a Boba Fett film, I guarantee you he's going to come out of that Sarlacc. He has in the books, and I'm pretty sure that Disney confirmed that he survived in their canon, too.
So that's kind of rumored, But I mean,
No. Like Disney has said that he has. I mean, they haven't shown him, but they have said that that's the case. And when there was this, because there was a Boba Fett solo film for a while, it was canceled, I'm pretty sure, and now it's in the works now. They have some plans for it, but they have said, oh yeah, Boba Fett survives the Sarlacc, which, I mean, completely makes sense to me. I mean, he would have been protected from the stomach because he was wearing armor.
So let's continue the continuity of the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yes.
What is in that? I've never seen that. Can you explain that to me? What's going on there?
You have never seen the Star Wars Christmas special?
No, I have never seen it.
Oh my gosh, you are missing out so much. I mean, it's a terrible movie, but it is. It's awful. It's so bad that George Lucas doesn't even recognize that it exists, and it was only aired once in 1978. And was it rumor has it that the entire cast of the show they got a big party, you know, big party to watch the first airing of the Star Wars Christmas special. They turned it on, and at the first commercial break, they turned it off and ate. It was terrible. It was because, okay, imagine having like 10 minutes of dialogue between four Wookiees and having no translation. No, legit. There was no subtitles. There was no narrator. Nothing. It was just Wookiees babbling to each other, and you didn't know what the hell was going on.
You're like, what are these animals just screaming at each other? I don't know.
Okay, well, it was like, rah, 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 rah. Like that's what the film was for, like half the film, and then also, Mark Hamill appears in this film, but he has so much makeup caked on him that he looks like a Ken doll. It was because it was right after his accident, his car accident that he got into.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did was they just put tons and tons of makeup on him. They celebrate. Okay, it's technically not a Christmas special. It's technically a Wookiee holiday called Life Day. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's technically a Life Day special. So basically the plot of the film is that Han Solo wants to get Chewie back to Kashyyyk. This is the first appearance of Kashyyyk, by the way. And when they show the outer thing of the planet, I believe it's just a painting. Like, that's just like, okay, this is Kashyyyk, and it's not like an actual, like, CGI picture of Kashyyyk. It's like a painting of Kashyyyk, and it says, okay, this is it. And so the plot of the film is that Han Solo needs to get Chewbacca over to Kashyyyk to celebrate Life Day with his family. So he got his family, who consists of, I believe, something. Okay, you got Lobaka. Wait, no, not Lobaka. I think it's Lobaka. Anyway, you got Lobaka. You got, I think his name is Scratchy or something like Itchy. Mm. Something like that. It's something Simpsons almost. But that's his grandpa. So Chewbacca's family consists of his son Lumpy, his wife, I forget her name, and then his grandpa. And so those three appear in this film, and I kid you not, for like 10 minutes they talk to each other, and there is no translation.
Now, I saw on YouTube that apparently the entire holiday special is on YouTube, and it's an hour and 38 minutes long.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus Christ. That's a hell of a long
thing. Okay. Yeah, well, yes. I mean, it is feature length. It was only aired once, mind you. Okay, but the thing is that this movie is not completely bad, because There are animated segments of this movie.
Oh yeah, okay.
And the funny thing is that like, because basically it's like Lumpy, you know, the baby Chewbacca or whatever, and he's watching a television screen, and an Imperial like tells him, "What are you doing, Lumpy?" And like he's basically watching cartoons, and so he watches this one cartoon, which is somehow it's the and the funny thing is about this cartoon is that it's the first appearance of Boba Fett.
Oh.
So yes. So yes.
It's canon.
Boba Fett first appeared in the holiday special.
Nice.
And the plot of it is roughly that after episode 4 the Millennium Falcon lands on this planet and they don't have fuel, I believe. And so they meet Boba Fett, who poses as a good guy. He claims to be like their friend. And so they're like with Boba Fett for a while. And then, of course, he turns on him. And then the Empire shows up and then they get away. But that's the first canonical appearance of Boba Fett.
We got to watch this and do like a full audio commentary.
Oh, yeah. I would be so for that. This movie is a disaster. I'm so surprised you have never seen it.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. It never released it on DVD, did they?
No. The only way you can get it is bootlegs. That is the only way.
Because
this movie has... No, because, okay. And the funny thing is that the whole... You might wonder, okay, well, why does it have to be Wookiees? Why can't there be someone... Not no. George Lucas was adamant. He wanted Wookiees to be the Christmas special. And when they were completely like, we can't do that because Wookiees don't speak English, he was like, make it happen anyway. And to this day, he completely denies that it was his doing at all. Like, I had nothing to do with it being Wookiees. That was the director's decision.
They should do an MS3K about it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Yoda movie. What's in a Yoda movie that will work? Is there any other Yoda creatures? What is that species?
Yes. Yes, there is. Yoda species was never given a name. It's just referred to as Yoda species. no, like legit. And the reason why this is because George Lucas, there's a couple things in the Star Wars Expanded Universe that they weren't allowed to do. Like, for example, George Lucas said, you can never have a book about Han and Chewie meeting. You can never do that. You can reference how it happened, but you can't have it. You can't actually show it. And you also can't show Yoda's origin or his species.
Mm.
So there are other members of Yoda's species. Like, for example, I don't know if you noticed, but in episode 1, there was a female Yoda who was named Yaddle. And she was on the council, the Jedi Council.
Okay.
So there are other members of Yoda's species, but we have no idea about them. So if you ask me, I'd kind of like to see a Yoda movie about maybe him being trained like 900 years ago. Maybe.
Are they all going to talk backwards, James? Are they all going to talk backwards? God, that's going to be a pain in the ass to watch.
Well, his master wasn't a Yoda species.
In the
EU, they explained that it was someone else. So, whatever. Another film. How about a movie centered either around a young Dooku training Qui-Gon, or a movie centered around Qui-Gon and a young Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Okay. I'm okay with either one of them. I'm not against it or...
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, you know, the Jedi Apprentice series was great. And, you know, that would have been neat to see. I wouldn't be against that. What else could you do? How about a movie about, like, maybe the in-between, between, like, episode 6 and 7, maybe?
Okay. How about a droid movie? Robots.
Yes! Yes.
Let's have I sent you a picture.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What about a non-bipedal alien species?
Yes. Well, you could have like so many different movies out there. You could have movies about Wookiees. You could have movies about like, you know, the Old Republic. You can have movies about the New Republic. You know, there's really anywhere I can go with the Star Wars movies. So I don't know why Rian Johnson was like, no way, it's not going to be Old Republic, so don't think it is. So,
what about a woman eating a banana and a Yoda?
Yes! woman eating a banana in a Yoda costume.
It doesn't make any sense, but whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
So Boba Fett. Let's go back to Boba Fett. Okay.
Okay.
Would the mystery of Boba Fett be, tainted by giving him a whole movie?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, there's a good amount of information about him now.
Okay. Because,
you know?
I kind of feel like some of the coolness of him got screwed up by the prequels and him being a clone or something. It's like, oh.
I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I kind of think it was cool. By the way, that is a picture of the holiday special.
As
you can see, there is Chewbacca, his wife, Mobaka or something like that, and then you got his grandpa Itchy, and then his son Lumpy. So. If you ever wondered, yes, Chewbacca has a son. His name is Lumpy.
Now, is he white? The one that what's white, is that the older one? Is that why it's...
Yes,
you know...
yes. He's old, so Chewbacca... Like, I guess Chewbacca's species turns gray. Like, they turn white, I guess. But
how old does Chewbacca live?
Very long. Like, 600 years. Chewbacca is, like, 200 years old, even in the new film. Like, they said he's 200 years old.
How about a whole Chewbacca movie?
Yes. How about a movie about Lumpy? And the funny thing is that you can have no subtitles at all. You can just have 10 minutes of straight Wookiee dialogue.
Yeah, you can really say F you to the fans and have a 2-hour Chewbacca movie with no subtitles.
Oh, man.
You're like, what the hell is going on? I don't know.
You could have Holiday Special 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Okay, I think that's a good wrap-up at the end of this. That's a good wrapping thing to finish up this holiday, Christmas,
I mean,
Hanukkah.
By the way, just to let everyone know, Star Wars has said, or Disney has said, that there will be a Star Wars movie every single year until the late 2000s, meaning there will be a movie for almost 100 years.
Yep, until it becomes not profitable.
So, by the way, everyone listening to this, you will not live long enough to see the last Star Wars movie. You will die before the last one comes out.
And since Disney is the biggest company in the world, I think, or one of the biggest companies.
Yes.
They
bought Fox. So, I mean, pretty much they're just going to buy America, and then we're just going to be the People's Republic of Disney. That's what's next.
Yep. And then they're going to buy Universal and buy Star Trek, and then we'll have a Star Wars, Star Trek crossover.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to buy Warner Brothers, too, and we're going to have Marvel versus DC.
Yeah. And then, okay, let's go even hog wild. Let's have Doctor Strange visit Star Wars there.
Yes! let's have Thanos meet Star Wars. He uses the Infinity Gauntlet and then tears open a reality hole and then goes into the Star Wars universe.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3, there you go. And then full circle because, you know, Peter Quill is like, I know Star Wars. What, I'm in the Star Wars universe? And then, you know, he does like the, you know, slap in the face like, you know, Kevin in Home Alone.
Yes.
All right, this disaster dumpster fire of a podcast is going to be ended now. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm sorry this is going to be after Christmas. It would have been a nice Christmas thing, but we didn't think about it until now. But we're recording it near Christmas, so that should count, right? All right.
Yes.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, wonderful winter solstice.
Yes. Merry Life Day.
Merry Life Day, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yondo? Yeah, Yondo's. Yondo holiday? Yuletide.
Yuletide,
Okay.
For all the Vikings watching.
All right, then. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so we forgot something, James. Very important.
Yes. What did we forget?
To tell each other May the force be with you.
Yes. May the force be with you, all of you.
All over the world. Every
yes.
little one. All over the galaxy.
Yes, the entire universe. Including
and
the Greys and the Reptilians and even the Nords. I'm not really a fan of Nords. I've had experience with them. They abducted me one time. But, okay, everyone.
And all the parallel universes.
Yes. All 52 worlds.
And the perpendicular universes, James. I
yes.
can't forget those, too.
Even the evil versions of ourselves.
And the pocket
exactly
universes.
Even the evil versions.
The mirror universes.
Yes.
And the opaque universes.
Yes. And
may the force.
And the, yeah.
Okay. May the force be with you, James.
May the force be with you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars.
Star Wars,
Star Wars Cantina.
Star Wars Cantina.
The weirdest creatures you've ever seen.
Here at the
Star Wars.
Star Wars
Cantina.
All right. So that's going to wrap up this podcast.
Remember to like, comment, favorite, subscribe, love, whatever. Heart it, be something.
3D or 2D.com can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. And if you want to send us email, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. And thank you again for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.